from Dynasty Typewriter. It's the Long Shot Podcast. Tonight, we talk about being insufferable. 5 stars, weddings, anxiety, and ship novels. Damn it, I was so proud of that one. All right, well, listen, here's your host, Sean Conroy.
Thank you. Welcome to The Long Shot. It is a podcast. We are backstage at the Jamie Flam Theater. With me, I am your host. My name is Sean Conroy. With me today on the podcast, Amber Kenny is here.
Hello. I feel a little bit like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Like it feels like an extremely oversized microphone.
Yes,
but then a very small room. So it's like, what size am I?
My hand barely fits around the microphone.
Yeah, I know.
It's a huge microphone. Jamie Flam is here.
I'm glad to be here.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Joe's not here.
Joe's not here.
You've recorded once since we recorded last.
Correct.
How was that?
Without you.
Yes.
So dope.
It was so dope.
I don't remember a single thing.
It was so dope.
Those are the ones I hate missing the most.
What did we talk about? Let's recap.
Who knows?
Last week's podcast.
All right. Well, we always start the show with a segment that we call Checking In. And I would like to check in today just because I'm looking at Jamie's wall decorations, and it says there is nothing to writing. All you do is sit down at a typewriter and bleed, says Ernest Hemingway,
who died of stab wounds.
Typewriter induced.
It's a little over the top. It's a little over the top.
What's interesting, this is actually not ours. We work with a company called Typewriter Connection, who gives us a lot of typewriters for display, hoping to sell some of them. And so this is something they had just as decor for one of their events.
Could I, if I wanted to, buy a typewriter here?
Yeah.
For how much?
I think they're all different, but
I might leave here with a typewriter tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Yeah. Did he take them? He might have taken them all. All of the ones that were for sale.
And are they electric typewriters or like that one's a manual typewriter?
All over the map. Actually, on Sunday, I went to the Melrose Trading Post, which is a trading post
in Melrose.
On Melrose. And
is that the one where by the high school?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's at the high school, so you can double dip. And
what?
It's
are you implicating yourself in molesting high school girls?
And
no,
picking up cheap bargains, and that's the two dips.
The implications, yes, they're correct. It was out of character, I think, and but it seemed like
it's always the quiet ones we have to watch out for.
Don't worry.
I'm guessing the trading interests. Post isn't operational during school hours.
Oh, it's just it's Sundays,
so it's hard to double dip.
No, you really can't double dip,
Except for kids who don't understand the calendar,
right.
And go there on Sundays.
Go to Sunday school.
Yeah, I guess we should go. That guy is going to be there again.
Well,
it's Jamie.
So I went there on Sunday, and Aaron, who's his company is Typewriter Connection. I was walking past a booth, and there was a bunch of typewriters, and I looked up and saw that quote, and then I had to do a double take. I was like, "Could it be?" And it happened to be him.
Am I in my office now?
It was a very jarring, but it was him. I saw him. We had a brief hello.
So he loves that quote.
He must love that quote.
But it's to your first point, Sean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is over the top, but I think that's its intention.
Right.
Right.
Just sit classic down at a Hemingway typewriter and bleed. all right. Well, we always do a thing at the beginning of the show that we call checking in. So let's start today with Jamie.
Well,
checking in.
I'll start by saying that I have to be out of here at 7:45. I might come back if you guys continue. But
we'll see what happens.
We're at the theater.
I don't know what time it is.
I have one story I'll tell. That
boy.
Could be a story of redemption later.
Later?
Depending on if you're still recording and I come back after the show starts. So about...
Now this makes me feel like I definitely don't want to be recording when he comes back because I don't want Jamie to have redemption. But go ahead.
Or it could work in your favor where I'm
or he
opposite.
Doesn't get redeemed. We don't know. He doesn't know the events of the story yet.
Well, I was going to tell the
story. Are there bigger microphones anywhere?
My hand almost fits around it.
Mine? Oh my God. I'm really, nope. I can make him touch barely. So about 3 weeks ago, we had a show here. This guy named Julio Torres, who's like a big comic in New York, and he does a pretty great show where he talks about shapes, which is irrelevant to the story. But it's like a hot show. It's sold out. And
I gotta see that shape show.
And the guest
squares
was crazy.
Circles, triangles.
So at this show were some of my comedy heroes just to see the show.
Whoa.
Including your former tour mate, Mike Birbiglia, and Fred Armisen.
Whoa.
And
just sitting in the audience eating Dino Pop?
Yes, Dino Pop.
Sorry, God damn it.
eating shapes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What isn't a shape, though?
That's a good point. Water?
Okay. You got me.
But it probably ultimately is.
Ba-boom.
So they're in the audience. So for the last year and 2 months, for probably 80% of our shows here, Vanessa and I go up at the top. It's literally a 2, maybe 3 minute intro, or it's very casual.
A lot of your stories involve this intro. But
there's been other stories.
We're always talking about it.
Yeah. It's like my only way.
So Vanessa and I go up and we introduce the show.
It's fun. You know, it's we've done it over probably 150, 200 times.
You
we've
put got your 10,000 hours.
We've put our 10,000 hours into this intro, which is, it can be awkward, but we want to.
Really?
And it can be, it's us being us. It's letting people know, welcome to this theater. This is not like any other theaters. We want it to be homey. Give a little story to it.
Yeah, homie.
Most audiences, it's great. We connect. We have fun, and it accomplishes our goal. Sometimes
to make it more personal, is that your goal?
Yeah, and to tell, obviously, just to promote upcoming shows.
And do you play that weird character that you always play?
I haven't done any characters. It's just always.
So you're just being yourself.
Yes.
Not that slightly retarded person.
Never.
Okay.
I never.
What about that. The breathing in, talking guy?
I don't think I've ever done that.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Of course.
Okay.
You talking about the Australian?
Yeah. Well, it's weird. At one point, probably in the last year, like I spoke in that voice.
Oh, don't believe it.
Can you believe it? Don't want to see tip writer.
I spoke in that voice, I think, almost as much.
There's something comforting about hearing it. That's homie to me.
Whoa. What up, homie? Yeah,
thank you. Thank you.
So you just go out as yourself.
Yes.
Which, to me, that seems like it could easily lead to disaster. But
well, we got a story.
Okay.
So, and sometimes Vanessa's not here, and so I'll just jump in and do it alone.
You do it by yourself sometimes?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
that seems like, as an audience member, that seems like my worst nightmare.
For you personally, it is your worst nightmare.
Yeah. Like, who is this guy? Why do I have to?
But I very quickly.
But most shows have someone talking. You don't, like.
Right, sure. Absolutely.
Like, I don't imagine if a person walks on stage, you wouldn't be like, this is my worst nightmare.
No, no, no. You're right. You're right. If I pretended I was not affiliated in any way with Jamie, I could deal with it. But knowing him, seeing him walk on stage, I would be like, oh.
So, but I've gotten comfortable with it. I know the beats I want to hit. It is very informational.
You feel comfortable in your skin today. Can I say that?
You think today I do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm feeling some confidence. And
I don't know.
Which is rare.
I don't know where Amber comes from sometimes, but go ahead.
I come from Corona, California.
Fair enough.
So for this particular show, Fred Armisen,
Mike Birbiglia. Very difficult people to get along with, both of them.
I've maybe met Fred once or twice, but we don't have any sort of thing. Mike's come here a few times recently and been so.
But you're on a first name basis.
So sweet.
Fred.
Mikey and Freddie.
Mike I was on tour with, and Fred specifically requested me when he was hosting the Independent Spirit Awards.
That's right.
to play the cinematographer of some movie and they fucked up the shot, but go ahead.
That's a checking in, season 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And it was a night where Vanessa was not here and I was nervous.
Sure. It's your comedy heroes.
I haven't been nervous. Like, it's like run up and just do it. But for this, I got in my head, which, you know, you guys know I happen to do a lot. But so I'm in my
head. Nothing good happens from being in there.
No. All I have to do is say the things. And also, it's like...
You've done it so many times. Yeah, you
there's
know
no what, pressure to be funny either. It's right. Like, there's these built-in little things that might get a laugh, but it's more about just a welcoming thing.
Didn't where the exits are.
That's it usually gets a pretty big laugh.
Why?
It actually isn't that bit, but we should. Oh,
I've never been able to figure it out.
I do the inhale voice for that.
Somehow it's hilarious when I tell people where the exits are.
The exits are in the beak.
All you have to do is walk out.
You just walk out.
So Sammy, our tech person on that night, I said, I had this bit where Sammy wanted them to say something from the booth, which is a new thing. Like I introduced a new thing.
Oh, you're adding new elements?
Because I really wanted it to be like, we got to have at least a funny moment. Just like, but at the top, I talk about popcorn and then I had Sammy say like, what's treating your popcorn? I'm like, I mentioned how you can treat your popcorn. And they said that, but I came out the gate. So I usually got to welcome. Hello. Here's who I am. Let's establish that. That's important. Otherwise, I'm just a guy
the
coming
whole point.
Out. So I came out instantly to talk to someone in the audience.
You can put stuff on your popcorn.
That's kind of what happened.
I wish I saw that.
I came out. Hey, how you doing? You got some popcorn.
I am your worst nightmare.
Is Sean Conroy in the audience? Boy, am I going to meet
There's
all your
the
expectations.
Yeah. No, he's starting with his closer.
Get out.
That was kind of it. And I came out with this popcorn thing. And I hadn't got the trust of the audience. And I started reeling like, I just kind of backtracked and got so in my head and like met the silence. I was like, I just haven't done them. Usually I forget most of what I said. But
did you stay on stage too long?
No, okay. I don't think I did. But also I'd built it up to there's someone in the booth that was watching, like a producer, and I'd like to some of the staff, I was like, I don't remember who, but I was like a little showing my like nerves about it. I was like, so then that all came out. And then usually you come off stage and like, it's like, I was fine. But I was like,
people were avoiding your eye.
No, I wouldn't even say that. I mean,
wasn't
it was mostly
that okay.
I just knew what it was. And it was just like, and of course, and I just, for the next 48 hours was so in my head about it. Just like, talking out loud to myself.
Which, by the way, no one cares about that part of the show except you. You're the only person who gives a shit about
that. And I reminded myself that.
Because the show is not that. The show is something completely different from that.
Completely. It was 100% ego-based. And I know, I'm not trying to, I'm only trying to add a little thing to the top. And it's not about me. And I told myself that over and over again. No one cares. No one remembers. But it didn't help for that 48 hours. So tonight we have the show.
It's the same one?
It's a different show, but they're both.
Is Birbiglia here?
Not yet.
Is Fred Armisen here?
They will be here.
Okay, good.
Well, they're coming back. That means you didn't screw up that bad.
I need to check in with those guys.
Please don't mention me. So tonight Vanessa and I get to go up and hopefully just at least.
I know Vanessa is here tonight because I saw her outside.
Yes.
So you will not have the responsibility of doing this by yourself.
Which takes a lot of pressure off because, I still have my awkward moments and there's always someone there to kind of pick up the slack. Actually, the most fun we've had on stage was the next night. We've had two moments where Vanessa instantly called it out. Like Jamie's a little bit
nervous,
feeling a bit weird. He had a bad experience and we just told the story and then... I shouldn't say this because you're going to glom onto it, Sean.
You know how I glom.
You're a glommer.
You're a glommer.
So last week, this is another thing. We're going through Yelp reviews.
Don't do that. Bad times. Have you ever seen the Yelp reviews for this show?
No.
Oh, boy.
Wait, is there a Yelp reviews for
People don't even know where it is.
They can't find the address.
Yeah.
So And it's all overwhelmingly positive for the theater, but there was one in particular. 5-star review, by the way.
Jamie talked about the popcorn toppings too much.
Worse. What's the word? It's a very...
I can't glom onto a word unless you say it.
Oh my God, what the fuck is the word? It's
what does it mean?
Like pathetic?
It was like the shows are great, not pathetic. It's not, well...
Awkward?
Sad.
Un-something.
Polished?
The shows are great, but you have to get over the two owners that will go up who are un-in or un-something. What's the word?
There's lots of words that start with un and in.
Unfunny?
No.
Maybe worse. I know us.
Uninteresting?
Unprofessional?
No.
Dirt dressed?
Believable.
Are you looking
it
up?
I'm trying.
It's a 5-star review.
That's fine. I was looking at
it. It's like a good review, but it was just like, and for particular audiences, yeah, I get it. Like the two hosts, they come up and they're happy, and we're not for everybody. But that doesn't bother me. When you hear the word, you'll just laugh because it's
can't wait.
It's the word I will glom onto.
The fun was the next night we called that out. And that was insufferable.
Wow.
That is worse than what we get.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not on anything. That's very specific.
That of course destroyed my soul for a little while.
Yeah.
Was that the same night?
No. Oh, it could have been. I don't know.
Fred was not there that night.
He has a Yelp screen name.
Jamie, you are insufferable.
5 stars.
5 stars.
But the next night, it was so fun being like, so we got a review calling us insufferable. And just like the audience just immediately just, we had so much fun playing with that and being vulnerable. And I was
they really are insufferable.
At least they know it.
Yeah. We asked for them. I mean, hopefully they can rate us as sufferable. That's such
sufferable,
a weird word.
That's funny.
Well, that's what happens when you put yourself out there is people have something to say, you know?
I remember the first season of the show, how I survived, I don't know, when I was at the weakest point in my adult
people
life.
People had a lot of negative things to say about you.
I think they have the most to say about me, though, still.
You are insipid, the way you laugh.
Remember those iTunes reviews, that first season?
By the way, do you remember that Jorge was like, let's get 1,000 iTunes reviews? That was 9 years ago, and we have like 500. We still... have a long way to go.
Too much.
Yeah,
I haven't looked at them. Do people still review?
I haven't looked at them either. But I think we have.
Leave them. Rate and review.
Yeah, yeah,
please.
Right. Please talk about how insufferable Jamie is.
But 5 stars.
5 stars.
I can be insufferable. We all can.
We all can be insufferable.
But 5 stars.
In fucking insufferable.
Yeah. Oh, I can only imagine how angry that person must have been having to watch you.
It was you.
Who was me?
They also complained about the seats.
What was their complaint about the seats? Andrew says they complained about the seats.
They said 2 things to know. 1, the seats shift in a really awkward way when you sit back in them. 2, the owners are insufferable and will get up and talk for too long before the show. That said, it's a great place to see comedy. Good audio, easy ticketing.
5 stars.
5 stars.
That ticketing is exceptional.
Yeah, look, you don't take off stars for the owner of the place or for the seats.
By the way, the seats, though, like, they're super comfortable, and I love the way they...
But the seats do have a weird thing where you sit back and then they shoot forward, right?
Yeah. If you're not expecting
it. I get that. Yeah, I get that would be something...
It'd be insufferable.
No, the hosts are insufferable. The seats are sufferable. All right. What else, Jamie? What else is going on? You got a show tonight.
There's a show tonight
that we had to come down here for.
Oh, and this is where you're going to redeem yourself?
Well, we're going to go up at the top and those people in the audience again.
Oh, right. I'm following now.
So we'll see what happens. Right. And my parents are coming.
Right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why are they coming?
They are coming. My mom, who's been sober for almost 18 years. One of her oldest friends that she met in the program where it wasn't AA, but like through Kaiser or something, like their group. It's old friend that got through a hard time. He's in town. Asked what's going on this week. I don't know that they'll love John early.
So he's not in town looking to tear shit up.
I don't think so. Or in his own way.
He doesn't do that anymore.
No. He's going to, what did you call it? Dress the popcorn?
Five stars.
Treat.
Yeah. Treat that popcorn. He's going
to triple treat it.
Man, I loved, last time we recorded at Dynasty Typewriter, it was so fun. We keep saying that, but it was like the best episode. But you did.
I love recording at my house.
I know you do. It's easy. It must be very easy for you.
I love it.
But you talked a lot about the popcorn and the candy toppers. And then you gave us each
bags each had on the way home. And I enjoyed that.
Oh, I loved it. But I immediately spilled it all over my car because I got too cocky. I was like, I was eating
it on the way home. Definitely.
Oh,
while I was
guy.
Driving. Yeah. Yeah.
I came home with a lot less than I expected to because so much of it fell all over the
car. Well, here's the great and exciting news is that we're about to double the number of toppings. We're literally ordered three new
not exciting, but go ahead.
Jars. So we might go to a jar format instead of just a kind of a, it's kind of made for cherries.
Scoops.
And it's the kind of thing at a bar that
you have scoops.
Scoops.
Yeah. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to figure out.
Scoops.
Scoops.
Remember we got scoops gift certificates for something.
For an ice cream place on Heliotrope.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we got it.
We never used them.
It was the Christmas show and I got you guys gifts and you freaked out and you ran across the street and got scoops gift cards. No?
I think I got them before
it was right by the fake gallery. Uh-huh. It was that place right around the corner from the fake gallery.
Another reminder of a time. I remember it was like my last, I think, $100 in the bank and I was like, got
gift of the magi.
Can't you all an ice cream certificate?
So special.
100 years ago.
Yeah. What else, Jamie?
I'm feeling this is my happy place. This is my happy time too. Like
five stars.
Are you talking about the long shot? Is your happy time?
This is my happy time and place.
Jesus Christ.
That seems like
a contradiction
in
terms.
What does the rest of your life look like?
How cute are your cherry socks?
Thank you.
Yes, Amber, you look adorable today.
Thank you.
They're literally cherries on them.
I know.
I mean, some people say that's cherry.
Oh.
About just things.
My in-laws.
Some people in the 1950s say that, yes.
I could say that now. My in-laws got me a bunch of cute socks for Christmas.
Almost, you can say
they're
that.
They're not your in-laws almost, yet.
Two more days.
Like, holy there's nothing shit. Legal about it.
I can't wait till Amber's checking in.
I'm done.
Amber!
I wasn't going to talk about that because, well, I'll check in a little bit. Last time we spoke, I was in a pretty stressed out place.
Mm-hmm.
The anxiety was
not high. Noticeable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fun fact about me.
You were, the last time we talked, you talked all about how difficult your
job was.
Subordinate was.
Subordinate. Oh my crap. No, she's great. That week was filled with so much anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I talked about this or not. I might be repeating myself. I can't remember. But I have this theory now that when people have like a big wedding and they have to worry about seating arrangements and tablecloths and catering, the act of getting married and entering into a marriage is a big fucking deal. And it gives you a certain amount of anxiety. And those tasks, while they also are stressful tasks, I think it's a place to channel that anxiety that I am without. So I've just had sort of generalized.
So it's good or bad.
Anxiety. I'm doing so much better. Last week was like a rough one. I was I'm on a roller coaster. I'm on the fun part now. I was going up for too long. We're doing the loop de loop.
Now you're coming down.
I guess I don't know what part of downtime. The metaphor. Like I don't, but it was scary, not fun. I wasn't sleeping. I'm usually a really good sleeper.
And sleep is important.
And I do it easily normally, like a baby. And I was either not able to fall asleep, or if I did fall asleep, I would wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning, and it was just like over.
Not just because you had to pee, which is why I always wake up.
Yeah, there was like no coming.
I'm like, oh, I gotta pee. It's 3 in the morning. I'm an old man.
I pee. I got my 3 a.m. pee. Like clockwork. Right there.
You're so cute about your 3 a.m.
pee. Right when you fall asleep.
Hey, it happens. I know.
It's life. So I wasn't sleeping, and I'm the kind of person who I think most people are, but because I'm used to being a good sleeper, if I don't have a full 8 hours, I don't have the emotional.
You're mean to your subordinates?
No, I just don't have the emotional backbone that I would if I was getting a full night's sleep. So that was happening. Work was getting more and more stressful.
So you
I had the generalized
anxiety. You were discontent overall.
Yeah, and tasks that, again, with a composed psyche, I would have.
Who has that, by the way?
I know, right? I probably would have been like, oh, this is a tad annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, it was like, I'm going to cry. I can't figure this out. So anyway, point is, I was in.
So give an example of what almost made you cry last week.
Or did make you cry.
It did make me cry. I went for a long streak. My boss has finally seen me cry. And everyone, including my subordinate, which I'm not comfortable calling her that, is sort of happy that that happened, I think. Because my boss is extremely type A. It makes him good at his job. But like if a request comes in, he's like, okay, did you do that? And I'm like, I'm going to do it right next. He's like, no, right now. Do it right now. Do it while I'm watching. Do it right now. And so if you're at all feeling anxiety, the energy that he shoots out at you ain't helping things. Yeah.
5 stars.
And
that's funny.
It's so like boring. It's just like boring work bullshit of why I cried. But basically like our work is split up between me and another woman. We both manage half the movies, half the TV shows,
right.
Half the movies, half the TV shows. But
so you're half movie, half TV.
Yes. And I
and your subordinate is all about that.
I tend to be a pretty quick learner in the group.
Yeah.
So
as a subordinate, you're good at your job.
So my boss, if there's something that he's like extra hot heat, he will give to me, even if it isn't one of my shows.
It's not hers. It's yours because you are hot heat.
It's a poem.
I don't think any of that was right.
No, that's what he's saying. He's saying, I know Amber can do a better job at this than Louisa. So I'm going to give it to Amber instead of Louisa. Right.
But I already have.
Even though
I have all of my work already.
Amber
that I'm
has
doing,
her right? own thing she's doing,
and I'm trying to train my subordinate. So he was like, "Hey, who's the fastest at?" Again, I'm not going to say it's so fucking boring at this task, and everyone just shut their fucking mouth and looked at me, and I was like already in an emotional place, and they're like, "I think Amber's good at that," and I was like, "Fine, let's do it." And I thought it was one thing, but it was a more complicated thing. And I was like, normally I could figure it out, but right now my brain is scrambled eggs and I can't figure out. And I know he wants it right this second. And it's not even my job. And it's not even my property.
And you started crying.
I tried not to. I was like, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. And then my best work friend.
I'm just going to go take a shit.
My best work friend just happened to be in the bathroom. And we were both washing our hands at the same time. And she's like,
That's a... That'll set you off every time.
Well, she was just like, how are you? And I was like, fine. Yeah. And I was like, shit, I can't get it together. And then there was like a budget meeting scheduled for 10:30. And I had all of my spreadsheets.
10:30 is such an obvious crying time.
Oh, it's prime time.
Too obvious. Yeah. 5 stars. Yeah.
5 stars. It's a 5-star cry time.
So I'm crying, but it's also, I'm so tired at this point. And what I'm crying
about. You haven't slept because you're thinking about your wedding the whole time.
And what I'm crying about is like the dumbest thing. Like, it's literally the straw that broke the Campbell's back.
It's the straw that broke the soup's back.
Because when people are like, what is making you cry? If I explained it, it's like, okay. But yeah. Anyway. But now the dam is broke and I can't get it back together.
All right, let's call the meeting to order. It's 10:30, which is obviously a meeting time. Well, Amber, stop crying.
It's like 10:20. And my boss comes over to like check on the status of this. And I was like, really trying to keep it together. I was like, I don't know how to do it.
Like that?
Kind of. And then I started crying. And he like I scared him. Uh-huh. And he's like, what's going on? I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not sleeping. I normally could like handle my shit.
I'm getting married on Friday.
And he was like, okay, I'll do it. And like everyone in my department was like, because he like was a little easier on us the rest of the day because he was fucking scared of my emotions.
So everybody felt like your emotionality helped them. Ultimately.
I think it helped him put things in perspective of like, yeah, we're going to get that. They asked for this today. We will get them it today. It might not be this half second.
Right.
Like, it's going to be fine.
Was he scared or empathetic?
No, he was really, really sweet. We have a great relationship. I like him. And so he was very, very kind.
You are his...
Subordinate. So I'm fully crying at my desk.
You're crying right now.
I'm not.
You are.
I am.
You are.
Are you gaslighting me?
I think so.
No, I can.
If you're
see
not crying,
it.
Then
I can see that you're crying right now.
Are you crying?
I don't think so.
I think you are.
I don't understand what's going on.
I could go either way.
I'm pretty sure I'm not crying.
I don't
you
see
are
tears.
Crying. But go ahead. So
I don't think I am. I'm not. I'm pretty sure I'm not. I look awesome when I'm crying because my eyes like glow in the dark. You wouldn't know when I was crying.
Wow.
You have very bright eyes. Yes.
Well, because the rest of my face is red and the green. It's a contrasting thing. Anyway.
Blah, 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 blah. 5 stars.
So my subordinate, shit, it's just like stuck and it's funny. She's like, by the way, I thought you should know there's a cake for you at 10:30.
At the same time as the meeting.
I fell for the fake budget meeting. I fell for it. And so I was like.
Oh, so you were upset about this meeting when in fact the meeting was about you.
Yeah.
This is a sitcom episode.
And it was a funny. I didn't even want to talk about this day, but I had to watch a movie for my job.
Sounds rough.
And it was.
What movie was it? Was it Go?
It was Abominable.
Up?
I answered already.
It was called Abominable.
It was Abominable. It was bad.
It was really good. But they were celebrating. DreamWorks is crazy. So they were celebrating the fact that the Abominable trailer is coming out this weekend. So they had a snow day. They shipped in all the snow.
Does it turn out that the snowman is not what everybody thought he was?
No, it has to be. If it's called Abominable, his name is Abominable, then he's Abominable.
He's like, hey, I'm a snowman. What are you going to do?
He's not a snowman.
He's not a snowman.
He's a Yeti.
Well, that's confusing because there's already those.
Wait, a Yeti?
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking of a golem. So different. Is it kind of a snow golem? Is Gollum a bad word? You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah.
Gollum, like the Jewish Gollum?
In Prague.
Yeah.
It seems like a Yeti is a snow Gollum.
Yeah.
Because Gollum was also in Lord of the Rings.
That makes it that even
My
more confusing.
Precious.
But a Gollum, like a flesh Gollum.
I've just watched enough pop culture references.
is a Yiddish thing that's very frightening.
A flesh Gollum?
Yeah.
Well, it's in the family.
We are so off the rails. I don't know.
Okay.
It was a snow day, so they shipped in snow, and people could have like a snowball fight, and you could go sledding. They set up a hill of snow that you could sled down. And so I was...
So on the lot, there was an actual sledding hill.
Correct.
Whoa. Oh, great. That's fun.
And there was a snow cone truck, and on Fridays, I take improv at work. So I was like telling Jeff, like, you, I'm having a really hard
fucking asshole.
I know. This is the story. I'm aware. I'm telling the story. So I'm telling Jeff, I'm like,
on Fridays, I take improv at work.
I'm like, I'm having you. A really hard day, but I'm going to go to improv now and then get a snow cone and then I'm going to watch a movie.
And he's just like, what am I marrying into?
I'm aware. I'm a very fortunate person, but I wasn't even going to tell anyone.
That is funny how. What company do you work for?
What's DreamWorks.
Like how they think they're so important, you know, like they have snow and they have a hill and they have sledding and they have snow cones. And it's like, come on, make a fucking good movie, you know?
Yeah. The last time I saw a good DreamWorks movie.
A DreamWorks?
Yeah, that's how I say it because I don't respect it.
Jamie is a gangster from the
30s.
Last time I saw a good DreamWorks movies is...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just kidding. They're all good, right?
How to Train Your Dragon, Hidden World, very good. Trolls, very good. Boss Baby, very good. Didn't see Captain Underpants, but I hear.
Is DreamWorks
things.
Only animation?
Well, I work for DreamWorks Animation.
That checks out.
It's funny that both of us are so involved in animation.
I know. Everyone I know works in animation, and it's weird.
It's weird. I never.
No one thought they were going to.
Of course not. It was never interesting to me. What else, Amber?
That wasn't even the story I was going to tell, but I guess that was a good story.
It was a good story. Okay, but what were you going
to
tell?
To that point is like, it was...
Are there any bigger microphones around that we can have a hard time holding?
Tried? It's good because I need an arm workout before the wedding.
It is heavy.
These things are fucking giant.
What did we use last
They're
week?
Abominable.
We used these last week.
They're abominable. They're Bigfoot. I play Bigfoot on Mr. Pickles, by the way.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Bigfoot is a guy, just a regular guy who is in the witness protection program. So they turned him into Bigfoot.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is. You're right. You're absolutely right.
I trust you.
To the point of all of that is the fact that my... anxiety reached like that crescendo on Friday.
So you were crying when they had a cake for you.
Yes. Which everyone just thought I was really touched.
Right.
So it worked
But you were
out.
Already crying.
Yes.
So
for other reasons. Right. I just seemed insane. But I feel way better now. Like I needed to go through.
You feel better now and you have 2 days until mm-hmm. you're a married woman.
I know.
3 days. Well, wait,
no, Wednesday and Thursday. And then on Friday,
it happened.
She's gone to the chapel and she's going to get married.
Going to the chapel
of love.
Going to get married.
5 stars. That is crazy.
I know. It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Well, also, everything's framed by your mental state and I'm in a good place now. So when people are like, what's your wedding going to be like? I'm like, great. We're going to Beverly Hills courthouse and we're going to a deli and I'm really excited about it.
A deli.
But on Friday when people are like, so I hear you're getting married.
Yeah.
Where's it going to be? I was like, in the courthouse. And they're like, are you going to have a reception? I was like, no, like, I just don't want to talk about
have
it.
Have right you now. Spoken to, I know we talked about this, but have you spoken to the people
yes.
at the deli?
Yes.
That we'll be able to
yes.
party on.
We're at breakfast this morning.
Oh shit. You should have talked to them. Then.
I talked
What's
to
it called? The what room?
Well, the kibitz room is the bar.
The kibitz
door.
Room. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? When you mentioned earlier, you were talking about worrying about tablecloths. Like, God bless you. I think you made the right choice. Like,
100%.
Who wants to funnel anything into tablecloths?
Though it would be nice not to have just generalized anxiety walking around that I can't place, except for the fact that I know that I'm entering into a big...
You're also in a weird area where there are going to be people there who are just having lunch who are going to be part of your...
day.
Wedding.
Yeah.
You know, which will be fun for them.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to the kibitz room? I am. To party with Amber?
I can't.
For her wife. Come in. Yeah, we're just recording a podcast. What's going on?
Perfect. I'm supposed to alert Mr. Flam that this is the time I was supposed to alert Mr. Flam. Your mother and her dear friend Carl are here, and they'd love to see you. I spit a little.
Wait.
This is great.
Hi. Hello. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
This is Vanessa Raglan.
It's a pleasure to interrupt.
My partner, a Dynasty Typewriter.
I was nervous when I knocked because I imagined this exact thing happening.
Oh, sorry.
I wanted this.
Five stars. It's okay. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, I told him about our insufferable. Why don't you give your quick take on that?
Oh, what? Someone finds us insufferable.
They're not the only one.
Yeah, no, we know it has a lot of upvotes on Yelp. I think
but Yelp is garbage.
They gave the venue 5 stars. Who cares?
But like Yelp is a fake company.
We have a lot of people saying, and the owners come out and say, welcome every show, and it's so nice. There's a lot of those, actually, so it's fine. And I think that there have been at least 7 nights we have been insufferable.
Out of 150, we'll take 7 insufferable nights.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rambling.
At least 7.
But I'm glad you came in to kind of, because I didn't even know about these other reviews.
We were just crying about Amber's wedding.
Oh, in a good way, I hope.
No.
I'm not crying.
Just very sad.
Just so
Amber,
sad.
Your makeup is running.
Everyone is gaslighting me.
Wow. Look how upset she is.
Hold on to something. You're shaking.
Well, this is...
Do you have to go?
I gotta go.
Okay, should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break, and we'll be back in a moment with more stuff.
I'll stick around, guys.
Hi, I'm Jesse Thorne. If you're enjoying this week's show, you're listening to the Long Shot Podcast. God, I sound good.
We're back. You are listening to the Long Shot. It is a podcast that is mostly about Amber Kenny's wedding. Jamie just had to go be insufferable for the show.
That so was fun, though.
So it's just Amber. Fun. It's just Amber and myself closing out the show. So parting shots, Amber.
Yeah. Well, I was going to tell a different story in my checking in, so I'll just tell that story now.
Sure.
Hey, they don't need to see how the sausage is made, but they're seeing it.
It's not sausage, by the way, but yeah, go ahead.
So Saturday night... It was my friend's birthday party, and she was planning...
I know your friend.
Okay.
I actually saw a friend of yours the other day on the street and was just struck by, like...
You know too much about that
person. No, not at all. But also, like, should I talk to this person about we're going to Amber's
wedding
reception? Or is she... I don't know.
Who did you see?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
But we were very happy to see each other. Oh. She's great. So what happened? You saw your friend.
So my friend had a birthday party at a wine bar that's walking distance from my apartment. Mm-hmm. And then the plan was she was going to go dancing at the Echoplex, which is also walking distance from my apartment. It's walking distance from that wine bar, which makes sense for birthday party plans. So I... In my like wedding planning ish, I'm like, I'm not gonna really drink. I'm trying to eat a little healthy. Like, I just wanna like.
You wanna fit into that dress?
I wanna fit into the dress and also just like feel tip top, like skin tone, everything.
You look great, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Fishing. I'm fishing.
You don't look different from how you usually look, but you look fine.
Oh, that's more accurate. So that was the plan in my head. But we go there, and Jeff always says about me, wine does a number on old baby.
Jeff. Jeff with his fucking aphorisms.
Because that alcohol, more than any other, I...
Wine somehow has a different effect on
it
you.
It hits me hard, and any time that I've gone to a... dark place and said mean things to people while drunk.
It's been wine
every single time. But anyway, this was a time. So I have a glass of wine in me, and I'm like, you know what? I need to have way more wine in me. So I I had a hard Friday.
I need to have way more wine in me.
So I kept drinking, point is. And we, just the way it worked out, we were running errands. We were planning on eating like a huge lunch so that would sustain us. Mm-hmm. But we realized like we didn't do that. The lunch was just sort of average sized. And then,
so the wine hit you even harder.
Then we didn't eat dinner. Yeah. Right. So it's.
This like, is making me want wine right now, by
the way. I know. We watched this reality show about female wrestlers and they drink so much wine. And I think that's really? Also why I was like, oh, I gotta, you just want to drink it with them.
Yeah.
So they, it was like 11:30 and Jeff and I look at each other and we're like, we're hungry. We're tired. We live close. Let's go home and eat something. So we're, I have my purse on. I have my jacket on. We're leaving. And Tess, the birthday girl, was like, we're about to go dancing. You're not going to go dancing. And I was like, oh, you're right. And I just like hand Jeff my purse. I take my credit card and my wallet.
Dancing is a big deal for you.
I enjoy dancing. Yeah. Well, but point being.
Is there going to be dancing at the Kibitz room on Friday?
I mean, a little.
I'm going to dance like a motherfucker. Okay.
We might go to a second location. I'm playing it by ear.
I'm going to get everybody into it.
Okay. A conga line.
You know how I am at parties.
Life of
not hiding in the corner the way I usually am,
reading a ship novel at a Palm Springs house.
By the way. Look, they have these books here. in Palm Springs, that's exactly what I did.
Sat in a dark room and read a ship novel, and we were like cannonballing into the pool, going yippee. And you were breathing in a dark room.
What a fucking nerd. What a fucking nerd.
You're all right.
You didn't all right. Spoken. So I'm gonna get everybody dancing the way I always do at your wedding.
Sir, this is a restaurant. You have a lamb shirt on your head.
Which I brought with me because they didn't have one
so
there.
Fun. Yeah. Point is, instead of going home and eating and going to bed, I kept drinking.
You went out, you went dancing.
And have no food.
Had
in
more
myself.
Wine.
Yeah. I think I switched to beer at the Echoplex, but we danced. I didn't realize that it was so late. All of a sudden it was 2:30 in the morning. And I'm like, more drunk than I even realize, because then I'm like, I have to walk home kind of drunk by myself.
Jeff was not there anymore.
No, he left.
He took your bag and your jacket home.
He was like, I'm going home to eat. I was like, yeah. I'm going to dance. Like, this is. So I walk home pretty drunk at 2 o'clock in the morning, being like, this might be really dangerous. Like, this was probably a bad idea.
This seems like a good part of town.
But I survive. Wake up with such a crippling
terrible hangover. Yeah.
Especially because the day before I was so cocky and my like, I might just have mineral water at the bar.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Now I'm like, and I.
This was a Sunday morning or a Saturday?
Sunday morning.
Sunday
and
morning.
I had already signed up for dance class at the sweat spot because I'm marking all of my last as a single girl. And
you want to look great for your wedding.
And I like to dance,
yeah,
turns out.
Yeah.
And it was going to be my last dance class as a single person. And there was some weight to that for some reason. So I was like, I've already signed up. I've already paid for it. I have to go. I'm like medically hungover. It's like not great.
I've been there. I know what it feels like.
I ate like some breakfast because I needed to. And I was like, I don't know if that was the right move.
I've been there many times. Like, yeah.
And I walked to dance class because it's just a little less than a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I couldn't find my sunglasses. And I thought, if I can't.
Is it a half a mile away? Because if it's a half a mile away, that's a Billy Joel song. My other world is just a half a mile away.
I think it might be a little.
Little Geo is a friend.
There he is, getting the party started again.
Where's my ship novel? By the way, there is a thing. There's a magazine here called Real West, which I'm fascinated by that I really want to look at.
So I was like, if I can't find my sunglasses, I'm not going to this dance class.
Makes sense. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
It's so bright out.
100%.
And
you're crying again. You are so, crying. You are crying. Let's be honest. You're crying.
I don't understand what's happening.
You're just crying tears out of your eyes.
I'm not. I just have very glowy skin. Is that maybe okay. What's confusing?
Okay.
So I'm walking to dance class and I'm wearing a leotard and other things. But I'm like, ooh, that might have been an interesting choice because if things get dicey, leotards take a while to get off. Like,
I don't even know what you're talking about right now. What are you
My stomach didn't feel great.
Oh, I see.
I'm about to go do a bunch of cardio.
Got it. You were afraid you were going to throw up and you were,
going
or
the
shit.
Other way.
Yeah. And leotards take a while to.
It's a barrier.
Shit. Yeah.
And I'm just like, ugh, the whole, like, feeling awful.
Mm-hmm.
Dance class starts. It's so hard. You're like instantly sweating.
I'm aware. Yeah. I've been there.
You have?
No.
Okay. Because I was like, I feel like you would have.
I want to go. I'm going to go.
There's like a period of time where every
No, I'm going to go at some point, but I feel like you'll make so much fun of me that I can't go.
I don't think you know who I am.
No. I All right. Well, I'm going to come one of these days after you're married. After you're married.
2 years ago, maybe three.
Yeah.
There was a period of time where you would text me every day, like, I'm going to go to that dance class. And I'm like, okay, like, just fucking go.
Never happened.
That's
how reliable my texts are.
But like, it was like you wanted me to say, no, you're not. But I was like, I'm agreeing with you. I don't know. It's a one-sided fight.
I was trying to provoke a fight that never happened.
Anyway, it's so hard. I sweat like crazy. And
sweat spot.
Part of me thinks, was this stupid? Like, mm-hmm. Am I hurting myself? I leave that dance class feeling like a bajillion bucks. I sweat it all out.
Right.
I mean, I instantly needed to eat and drink a lot of water.
But you felt way better.
Way better.
Yeah.
But your instinct is to not do stuff like right, that. But right. It really,
helps.
Really helped.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was really fun. And I was really proud of myself for doing it. Because I
Were there people there you knew?
There was one girl I knew.
That you could say, like, just so you know, I'm so hungover.
I'm so cool. I'm going to dance class hungover.
I have a life that exists outside of dance class.
I did have the thought as like, is this the day that I throw up in a dance class?
But you didn't come close.
Didn't come close.
Oh, that's good.
Everything was good. Also, I get real competitive. I think that's where we're similar. It's a fun dance class. It's for no one. No one gives a shit if I'm good or bad. But
you,
I need
but
to
you're
do
like,
well.
Fuck yes. You people.
Yeah. And yeah. Like there's ab exercises where what? Not even fuck you people. Like just fuck.
For you.
Fuck for you.
Fuck for you.
Like, cause I don't, it's not about anyone else failing, but it's about me succeeding.
Right.
And
so you felt good about yourself.
Well, I couldn't do the ab exercises as well as I usually do. I still did them, but not as well as I usually do.
Those abs of yours are something.
I have strong abs. Yeah. You're making fun of me, but.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I am. Yes, I am. But who am I to make fun of anybody's abs, you know? There was a guy that we used to do stand-up with for years. Eddie and I did stand-up with him. And he would always talk about how he had one ab.
That's funny.
He was like, I have one ab. I have an ab. Like, I don't have a six pack. I have an ab. Yeah. He was not a good comic.
Oh, no.
So that's it. So that's your.
And then I was wiped, of course, mm-hmm. The rest of the day. Just.
But that's a good feeling, too.
It's the best. It felt like I was a little kid who spent the day at the pool or something.
I feel like when you. The most proud I am of myself is when I'm able to take a nap during the day. I feel like that is a major accomplishment because of everything you're talking about, hungover and worried and, you know, all that stuff.
Right,
and
right.
If you're able to take a nap during the day, it's like, I feel okay.
I feel good.
This is good. Yeah. Yeah.
It's only bad when you get kind of used to napping. And then you go back to a schedule where that is impossible. Oof, that's tough stuff.
Right. I mean, for me, a nap is always like a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. I don't have a regular, but I wish I did because I do feel
it's so nice.
Sense of accomplishment.
Just 20 minutes. Oof.
So that's Amber's parting shot. Jamie is gone to the show. Here's my parting shot, and I don't mean to end sadly.
Oh, no.
But my mom's best friend died this week.
I'm so sorry.
Out of nowhere.
That's so tough.
She didn't know this was coming. She didn't know this was going to happen. So I guess I would say cherish the people you're with. Because you never know. Like I said, I did not want to end sadly.
Right.
Amber, you're crying again.
I think it's you, sir.
This has been The Long Shot. See you next time. Say something.
Take care.
Five stars.
So obvious.
We get some money and we buy a cheap wine. Sit on the corner and have a holiday. Hide the bottle when the cop goes by. Talk about